facing your giants. We've already given to you two stones to place into the sling of faith. The first stone was Christ's work for you, makes you sure. Then Christ's word to you makes you sure. And the third and final stone I want to give you is that Christ's witness in me makes me sure. You see, the moment an individual is saved by the grace of God and they are cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, the moment that you are converted, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. Christ said that he would give us another comforter, the Spirit of truth. He would be with us and he would be in us. And therefore, we have the witness of the Spirit to make me sure that I'm saved. The moment we're saved, the Bible says, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are. Remember that word, are. We are the children of God. So there is the witness of the Spirit within you that tells you that you're saved. And the Bible tells me in Galatians 4 and the verse 6, and you can read it yourself, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And so God's Spirit within me, Christ's Spirit within me, makes me sure. And young person, you could face any giant today with the thought that Christ's Spirit lives within you. And he bears witness that you're a child of God, that your sins are forgiven. And you not only have the witness of the Spirit, but you have the witness of the supernatural. And that is, something happens to you when you're saved. There is a change. The Bible tells me, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. That is, old things are passing away. All things have become or are becoming new. And young person, you go out today, face your giant, despair, doubt, take the stones with you. Christ's work for me makes me sure. Christ's word to me makes me sure. And Christ's witness or Spirit in me makes me sure. The witness of the Spirit and the witness of the supernatural makes me sure. Don't live in fear. Don't suffer any more defeat. Don't spend another day on God's created earth with anxiety and fear about your salvation. Make sure you're saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.